Hi, my name is Alec O'Connor. I'm 13 years old, and today, November 26th, I will be speaking with Betsy Goodell, who is a family friend, and we are interviewing each other in Winchester, Massachusetts. Can you tell me a bit about your childhood? Like, what were you like as a child?
Wow, that was a long time ago for me, Alec. I was both shy and adventuresome. So it was I had a very active kind of family, and therefore we did a lot of activities. We'd be into a lot of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly that time, girls didn't have great teams at school like you have, but we did do a lot of tennis and swimming and biking.
Nice.
But I also was very different than my sister as a child. We shared a room, and her side of the room would have a lot of girly things on it, like jewelry, and it would have pictures of famous teenage heartthrobs, like Robert Redford, who you probably don't even know who that is, would be up on her mirror. And my side of the room would just have a lot of books, and I had a toy that I liked a lot that is quite common now, but it wasn't at all common then. You'll know it very well because I know you liked this toy quite a bit, but at the time I had it, you couldn't get it in the United States, and it was Lego. And my grandparents would bring that back from, I guess, Denmark, maybe? And I would play and play, and they didn't have kits like you have, so I liked to build villages and things just out of the pieces. And so I was a bit of a tomboy, whereas I was much more into books and making things and adventures and things like that.
Did you ever get in trouble as a kid?
Oh, guess what? Yes. Quite a bit. In fact, my mom gave nicknames to all of us, and my nickname was Trouble, which is pretty bad when you think about it. That was what she called me. One of the stories, though, sometimes I get in trouble and it wasn't even my fault. There's a famous story in my family about my brother, who is much more of a daredevil than I am, who has done all kinds of bad things. And he broke a piece of china. My mom had a lot of things like that around the house. He broke a piece of china and he thought, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm really going to get it this time. So do you know what he did? He propped that piece of china up on a table, and then he started chasing me around, and our house had a little circle. You know, you could go from one room to the other, and you'd go around in a circle. And he was chasing me around and around the house, and as he was catching up to me, getting very close, he jostled the table where this broken china was, and it fell and broke. And he said, oh, are you going to get it? I'm not sure he told my mom before she died that it was really him. But I did my fair share of things that got me into trouble as well. But probably that's the most famous one that tells you sometimes someone gets in trouble and maybe they really shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. What is your perfect sandwich?
My perfect sandwich. Oh, geez. You're asking this right after Thanksgiving, so. Well, I have a lot of them. So I think probably one I especially like is, I just really love a great turkey sandwich, but it has to be right after Thanksgiving. I hate, like if you go in and get that sliced turkey that comes out so thin in a deli and it looks like it's fake, and I always think it's fake. I like real turkey that someone has cooked and made, and then you slice it and put on a piece of bread with just a little bit of mayo on it or a little bit of cranberry sauce.
Nice.
So that's like the best.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite memory as a kid?
Wow, my favorite memory as a kid.
Or one of your favorites.
One of my favorite memories. Well, I think probably one of my favorite memories when I was a kid was camp.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to camp. But I went to day camp when I was little, but I wanted to go to sleepover camp. And I remember I was in elementary school. I was only in fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, at that time, you'd go to see movies. They'd come to your little town and they'd show movies about the camp. And I just thought this sounded like the greatest thing in the world. You could only go for 1 month or 2 months. So I was pretty little. Mm-hmm. So my mom was going to sign me up for 1 month. And I started begging her to let me go for 2 months. And I was like, I was 9 years old, I think. I was pretty little. And she let me go for 2 months. I went there for 7 years.
Nice.
For 2 months every year. So that's a lot of my childhood. And I just loved it. You know, all the activities at camp, all the things, you know, getting sailing and riflery and archery and swimming. And it was a really fun camp with tons and tons of traditions. And we used to play a lot of pranks. One of my favorite pranks was a really silly one as we got older. Well, there were two I'll tell you about. Just tell you one of my favorite memories. I'm giving you a lot of memories here. One was, we thought it'd be really funny. All the boats were on the beach at night. Like, sailboats are out there, but all the canoes and rowboats were beached. And so we snuck out of our cabin late at night after taps. And we went down and we strung a rope from the diving platform to the sailboats. And we took every single canoe and rowboat out and attached them to that rope out in the middle of the lake. And then we had to swim back to shore after we had done that. So when people woke up in the morning, there were no boats anywhere on the beach. They were all out in the middle of the lake.
Nice.
It was really fun. And the other one we did is we snuck out one night and we snuck out again after hours. And we snuck into every cabin. This is tricky. I can't believe we got away with this. And we got fluorescent pink paint and we painted just a dot, because when will we come up, on every counselor's nose of pink paint. So they all came to breakfast the next morning. If they hadn't caught it in the morning in the washroom, they had pink paint on their nose. So kind of silly stuff that was just really fun. I loved camp.
Nice. What is your favorite gift that you have ever received?
Wow. Not wow. Huh. You know, it's always easier to remember something recent than something long, long ago. So I'm trying to be more inventive and go back a few years, but... Well, I'm going to have to go with something recent. Last Christmas, you know, it's not like we need anything much, you know, and gifts are funny things. But last Christmas, my husband, Jonathan, wrapped up a spiral notebook. And I opened it up, and there's a spiral notebook in there. And he had customized the front of it, and he put an airplane on it, and he took a picture of a passport, so the real U.S. passport. And then under the word passport, he wrote passport to fun. And then he filled the other pages with something fun we would do with another couple every month. So in January, he had gotten us a Austrian bread-making class in Cambridge. So, you know, we got to take another couple and go down and, you know, learn how to make breads from Austria. And then another, you know, like February might be going to a play. And March might be going for a hike, you know, in a place we've never been. And what I liked about that was he had thought, it was so thoughtful. And with all the kids now out of the house, it was nice to kind of have chances to connect with friends and see other people that, without all you guys crazy people activities that you have when you're a parent with kids in the home.
Mm.
So that was a pretty good present. I don't know how I'll top that or something for him this year.
Yeah. What are you proud of and why?
Ay, ay, ay. Well, I guess.
Hard one.
This is going to be corny, but my kids. And one reason is that they are very kind to each other and loyal to each other. And that matters to me a lot because they'll be around longer than I will. And that makes me very happy that they are in touch and communicate with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, it all comes down to the things that you think, just like they always tell you, that some of the more basic things in life are the ones that really, really matter in the long run.
What did you like to cook as a child?
Oh my gosh, there's a good question. So my mom was really a great cook, and she loved to have lots of parties. And so we grew up loving to cook. And I think one of the things I like to make is just a weird thing. I don't know why this is coming to my mind. I haven't made it since. I like to make cheese souffle. Do you even know what that is? No, yeah, I don't think anybody eats this anymore. But for me, it was like a big deal to serve as a family dinner. And it's like, you know, egg whites, speed up stiff egg whites, and eggs and milk and stuff like that. And it's, you know, you bake it in a dish like this and it puffs up. Like, and it's savory, it's not sweet. It's like a main course but without meat in it. And I think I liked it because it was just a little show-offy, but not, it was easy enough I could do it. But, and I'll tell you another thing. I have to tell you another thing I really like to make. I like to make things that feel like a project. So another thing I really like to make is bread from scratch. And actually, when I was a kid, that was kind of a, this sounds really weird, but we did that. A bunch of girls, mostly girls, would get together on a Saturday and we'd make bread. It was really just a reason to hang out together all day because it took all day, right? You make the bread, which is kind of easy. Then you have to put it somewhere and let it rise for like an hour or so. And then you have to punch it down. And then you shape it into loaves and it has to rise again for an hour or so. And then you put it in the oven and then you wait another. So it takes like, you know, 5 hours or something. And it's fun because it's very physical. Something's growing, the yeast is growing. You have to make sure not to kill it, which I've done that. And then when we made it with all my friends, we'd all make these little loaves. So everyone would take them home to their families and stuff. And it was just a way to hang out, but it always brings back nice memories of something like that, that you're making this more of a project.
Nice. If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be?
Man, can you give me an easy question? I could change one thing in my life. Well, I probably would be skinny. That would be what I would do. Because I like to eat too much. I can't give you a good story about that one. But if I had a magic wand, because I don't feel like doing the hard work, it would take to get there.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories? Boy, there's a lot of them. Here's one happy memory. I was going to give you one from last night because I was pretty happy when we were decorating the Christmas tree. There's so many. I guess I'll tell you the story about a big trip we took when the kids were little. And we did it with two other families that had kids the same age. And we decided to go to rent a house together in Italy. And it was a happy memory because part of it was working on it together and figuring out where we're going to go. And then there were like 11 of us, you know, and staying in this house in the middle, about in the country, and then people had their own things to do during the day. And then the second week, which was really cool, we were by ourselves, just our family. We went to a place, we were near Florence, which is, when you look at the boot of Italy, it's on the east side. And we drove across to Venice, which you may know about Venice, it's all canals. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of an interesting city. We stayed there a little bit, then we went up into the, what are called the Dolomites, which are the Italian Alps, kind of. I'm not sure they're the Italian Alps. Anyway, they're mountains near the Italian Alps. And what was really cool we went to a lot of little villages that were really nice, and then we hiked in the Dolomites, and it was really interesting because one thing I really remember was there were still tanks there from World War I when people tried to defend their town.
Mm-hmm.
And up in the mountains, I'm like, I don't know how in the heck they even got these tanks up in the mountain. And I guess that's why they're still there, because they don't know how to get them back down.
Mm-hmm.
But it just gave you a sense, you know, of, first of all, it was really beautiful, a sense of history. And just being out hiking, but also experiencing history was just a really nice thing, and the luxury of having that kind of vacation with the kids was really nice too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you, Alec. That was a lot of fun. Oh my gosh, did we get to 15 minutes? I was trying to.
Yeah.
Oh, thank the Lord.